Well, good afternoon, Peter. This is Lorenzo speaking. Good afternoon, Peter.
Hi, Lorenzo.
Good afternoon. This is Lorenzo speaking to Mission Control. At 1655, Zermatt... No, I should say Hornhill Ridge time. We're further up from Zermatt, quite a way up. My watch reads 3,220, which is pretty accurate.
Fantastic.
So we are at roughly 10-plus thousand feet. And so far, my head feels good, because really, I haven't had time to acclimatise.
So tell me a bit about where you are.
Well, we're directly below a rock face where the Hornhill Ridge hut stands. We're on a clearing that is allowed here for camping. We've cancelled our booking for the Hornhill Ridge because we feel this is better for mountaineers to camp out and more romantic, of course. The weather is clearing, really clearing up, and as I stand looking at the Matterhorn right in front of me, it's sheer vertical. It really is impressive. It looks unclimbable, I must tell you. I can just about begin to see, for the first time since I've arrived here, at the summit, which is awesome, really awesome. I mean, this is truly a stunning mountain.
Yeah.
And no wonder it appears on lots of publicity, on chocolate boxes, etc.
Yeah.
It truly is a beautiful mountain. Now, my colleague Scott Willems, he's gone ahead doing a reconnaissance trip for about a couple of hours just to find his way, because it's quite a complex route to find, because we will be going out at 1-2 a.m. in the dark, so we need to make sure that the conditions, the terrain isn't too tricky, because
right.
It has snowed a lot here recently.
Right, so it's going to be very dark as you set off.
It's going to be very dark, but we may get a clear sky. Last night it rained a lot, so there's been quite a lot of snow dumped at higher level. But
so
we need to be careful.
It's quite bright. It's quite bright if you've got a lot of snow about.
Yes.
Even when it's dark, so you've got reflections off the snow.
That's right. But the initial bit is all rock. The snow only begins, I would say, after a few hundred metres. So we're still in rock. I'm standing right in front of Glacier as well. That one, again, is cracking. You can hear the thundering cracking of it. So
right.
It is a stunning place to be. And just setting up the tent and ready to cook, really.
Okay.
And hope to report tomorrow.
So tell us a bit about your dream ETA. What's your plan going to be? Up at 2 in the morning?
Up at 1, perhaps
one.
Even earlier, because we reckon it will take longer than anticipated. The conditions are not perfect. Maybe 1, and we'll see how the going gets. I mean, I'm just going to follow Scott. Scott's a very experienced climber, and his word is sacred, really.
Yeah.
If he feels we can't go ahead, I mean, it is a tricky mountain, and many deaths can occur on this mountain.
Right.
So we have to be careful.
Right.
But, yes, we'll make a very, very early alpine start, and hopefully I will be able to report early in the morning.
Great.
Able to send some wonderful images. We'll fingers crossed on that.
So fingers crossed and not, you know, tempting fate or anything.
No.
You're hoping maybe lunchtime or something.
We hope.
For a good view.
We'll see on my fitness as well.
Okay.
I've trained very hard for this, but it is an awesome mountain. And we'll also see. If we can't reach the top, we have other buffer days. But I'm sorry to say to the audience that we're having to do this a day earlier simply because the weather doesn't look too good for the Friday.
No worries. Well, climb safe. That's always a critical thing. Climb safe.
Thank you very much.
And
I will report tomorrow where the conditions and the opportunity will permit.
Okay. Well, we hope to hear from you first thing tomorrow, crack of dawn.
Great.
And let us know how you get on.
Yes, thank you, Peter. Let's hope we can solve the other problem. Will you ring me back on that?
I definitely will.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right then. Bye-bye. Cheers, Lorenzo.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.